So if I say, make room for Daddy, the first thing that comes to your mind is?
Danny Thomas.
Well, of course, but you're not old enough to have ever even seen that television program.
You are correct. I am not old enough to have seen that program, but I know Danny Thomas.
And what sticks out in my mind about Danny Thomas is the word legacy. And as I approach the autumn of my years, and as you get there too, you'll find you start thinking more about what you're going to leave behind. And what did Danny Thomas leave behind that is probably one of the greatest legacies that any human being has ever done?
Yeah, the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital was created and conceived by the late entertainer Danny Thomas, where he made a pledge to St. Jude if he were to be able to be given a direction in his life of where that will send him, that he will build a shrine for St. Jude that will impact the entire earth. And he did. He created a children's hospital that treats kids all around the world, regardless of race, religion, creed. It wants to cure kids with cancer, those catastrophic diseases. And by the way, because Meryl forgot, this is Matt Wilson from KSRM, and this is Meryl Sikorsky. And I'll send it back to you, Meryl.
I think it should be St. Danny. I know more about him than I do St. Jude. Now, we've got a radiothon, and that's the theme of this whole thing coming up, because you have a particular passion for St. Jude Hospital and helping kids. And you have had a radiothon that has raised, well, do you know the figures?
You know, I think that for the peninsula, we're over $500,000. Statewide for Alaska, I know we're several million dollars over the years that were raised. $900 million have been raised nationwide since the program started in 89. So we're on the cusp. After this year, we'll be over the billion mark.
Now, where they have other radiothons, what type of communities are those? What stations are doing radiothons?
All 50 states does radiothons, from your largest city to New York City to Kenai, Alaska. I remember when I asked St. Jude to do a radiothon, it was actually first in Kodiak, which they still do one today, and in Kenai, they thought, there's no one in those communities that are going to donate money to St. Jude. And I said, I'll prove you wrong. I'll prove you wrong, and I'll prove you wrong in big ways. And the Alaska cities, excluding Anchorage, so Kenai does it, Kodiak does it, we raise more money per capita than virtually every other city or state in the country.
Yeah, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel amazing.
Yeah. That's our home, and we can do it. Now, we're going to do it again. So the dates, the times, and as always, you need volunteers. And these wonderful T-shirts, and I talk about elevator moments. When I wear this shirt saves lives, it's an elevator moment. Say, how does that shirt save lives? And you have to tell them.
Yeah, so our event's coming up April 4th and 5th. It's a Thursday and Friday. It'll be on 100.1 FM and also 106.9 FM. We have a country version and a rock version that will be running simultaneously over those 2 days. It starts at 6 a.m., goes until 7 p.m. each day. So it's a total of 26 hours over 2 days that we are on the air raising money, telling you what St. Jude does, sharing the message, the stories about what they're doing at St. Jude. And yeah, we do need volunteers. I fought so hard after COVID to get our phone bank back, because after COVID, they didn't want people around other people. And so phone banks went away. And I just fought so hard to get a phone bank back in the radio station. So we again will have our phone bank back at the radio station, Cay Beach Road. People locally on the peninsula will be taking calls from local Kenai Peninsula people and raising money.
Now, are there different levels of contribution? I mean, I think my shirt cost me $500. I forget, Jess called me and put me in the corner to get it. But it's a lot easier now than it was even back when you were having the earlier telethons.
Yeah, it's $19 a month, and you can put that on a credit card, or some people just pay it all at once. That's what we're asking for. So we're asking for $19 a month for 12 months, or you can make the whole payment up front. Or honestly, you can donate whatever you feel that you can. But we're looking for what we refer to as Partners in Hope. And when you become a Partner in Hope, you get one of the T-shirts that Meryl's talking about, comes right to your doorstep, and you can wear that with pride all year long. It's your badge of honor to show people that you helped to save a life, because we're not all doctors and nurses and people that can help solve these things. What we can do is we can help them in their mission and their task to cure childhood cancer.
So everybody can have part of Danny Thomas's legacy, your personal legacy. Rather than leaving a lot of stuff behind for kids to fight over, nobody fights over a contribution that goes to St. Jude.
No, and sometimes people say, why are you giving to a place in Memphis, Tennessee? And my first answer is, why wouldn't I? And then I started to tell him a little bit about St. Jude's story. And St. Jude could have been built anywhere. St. Jude could have been built in Kenai, Alaska. The fact that it was built in Memphis, Tennessee, it was the crossroads of the country at the time. It's where everyone went through for business and how the economy of America was running. And that's where they put it. But as a hospital without walls that shares all of what they do freely with everyone on the planet to help save kids.
Have been kids from our community that have gone to St. Jude's and are now in high school.
Yeah, there's kids from the Kenai Peninsula. There's kids from Anchorage and Fairbanks and Southeast and Interior and Bush, Alaska, all across that have been to St. Jude or have been able to get the protocols from St. Jude to stay here and be treated in Alaska, which to me is one of the best things, is to stay here with your friends, your family, and you could continue to live your life. But if you have to go to St. Jude, they're there. And Meryl, I also want to stress that St. Jude is there for everybody. It doesn't matter who you are, where you live, how much money you make, whatever society you're in, St. Jude is there for everyone and for all children, regardless of where you are in your life.
In the beginning of their life, when the end seems near, it's longer now because of something that you can do.
Yeah, you're helping to bring survival rates up to where, you know, when St. Jude opened their doors, cancer was a death sentence. And now cancer is something that it's on their path, and St. Jude helps them get through that and to their next step in life. And they want to see all the children grow up and have the lives that they deserve, because no child should die in the dawn of life.
Now, put it on your calendar. Matt won't be on the morning show, will you?
I will not be. I will be at the country station at 6 a.m. on the first day for the 2 days, and so I will not be on the morning update, but I will be next door raising money for the kids.
Okay. And you've been doing this for how many years?
We're pushing almost 30. Of doing this, so
I think he's got a heart as big as Danny Thomas, and that's going to be his legacy. Matt Wilson, the owner of the KSRM Radio Group. I'm Merle Sikorsky, returning you to that legacy sound of KSRM.